It was a long and frustrating day for the chief executives, whose revised request for a multi-billion dollar loan was met with renewed scepticism by senators. Despite warnings of the impending collapse of General Motors and the view of the Banking Committee's chairman, Chris Dodd, that inaction was not an option, the six-hour hearing ended without consensus. Some senators echoed the sentiments of President Bush, who warned in an interview against throwing good money after bad. On Friday, the carmakers take their case to the House Financial Services Committee. Its Democratic chairman, Barney Frank, has called on President-elect Obama to be rather more assertive on the issue than he has been so far.